All right, cool.
Beautiful. Is it working?
Yeah, we're on.
Now the file won't be so big either.
We're in.
Filmed the whole last one in 4K for some fucking reason.
Swag. That's why it's taking 6 hours.
Yeah. They get a fucking close up on Mikey's feet in this fucking app.
Yeah, I put him out last app because I saw that we were low on views the episode before, and I figured I would sacrifice my body for the team.
Well, I filmed it in like legitimate 4K, so he can really just he'll get some quality out of that.
Ooh, yeah, you see every toe.
That is gonna be up close.
This little piggy's crystal clear.
That's cool.
Yeah, dude. We talked about having pussies and what we'd do for the squad, and I said, "Don't just talk about it.
Be about it.
Let somebody jack off to your feet."
I was gonna say something, but I was like, "Nah, maybe he's just."
No, it was intentional, bro.
Yeah, he's doing his thing.
I put him out there for
he
the boys.
He knows what he's
doing. What do we got today? Oh, socked up. Yeah, that's all right. It's
yeah,
a lot.
I felt like kind of a slut after last episode.
It's a lot.
Me and Grant were watching the footage, and I was like, God, what a whore.
What a whore.
God, I'm just giving it away.
Yeah.
Fuck.
We were all legged up last episode.
Yeah.
You could blur it. I mean,
the weather
would take,
was so much different.
It'd take a little doing. Would it be funny to blur them out for the entire episode?
And like put little ads over it?
Yeah.
$4.99, click to unlock.
Yeah, just do a fucking paywall.
Yeah, we can just cut off the bottom of the screen.
That's what we could do for just our Patreon.
That would be a wild Patreon. It's the feet up.
On it, bro.
Please quit chewing.
We could do that for
a
Patreon. Well, just regular episode, we all got our fucking dogs out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big dog.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Fucking 10 toes down podcast.
Yeah, dude. We got a lot of toes in here.
We do. We got about 40 toes.
You want to lay down?
No,
unless anybody here is a liar.
It's a pretty good guess, but probably more.
Unless somebody here is full of
fucking
shit.
Yeah, we're all regular.
Guy who always wears socks over here in the corner.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Five.
Chuck.
You guys have five. I did 10 on every foot because I didn't know how many.
We get a, yeah. It's a. I mean, we should blur out truck, too. I don't know what kind of creeps are watching this fucking podcast, but...
Yeah,
he's got his back. Truck, you don't have to do that. He's slutting it out. He's throwing it back for him.
Whatever you guys need me to do.
If we get a comment on the next one going, nice dog balls. Go to a guy's page. It's all
videos
of dog
balls. We might have to stop doing the pod if that's who we're getting. We got feet and dog ball guys.
Yeah.
I'm jerking off to their hats.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Nothing but weirdos.
Oh, fuck,
that's why I didn't wear a hat. I was tired of people jerking off to it.
Yeah, we can't let the beast fucking see this.
Take our hats out. I'm jerking off to your fucking hairlines now.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I like how you can see other necks.
Yeah. Perfectly chokeable necks.
Oh, God. The life of a woman is so hard. God, being a girl must be so hard.
For sure, man. That's why I support them.
Yeah. Austin's number one male feminist comedian.
Yeah. Is that what the podcast is now, too? Number one male feminist podcast? That's just by association with you?
No way.
No, we got to put the work in, dude.
No way, bro. Yeah, keep up.
Yeah, that's fair.
We can't be white feminists. We can't do that. We can't go the cam strategy.
They don't want us, man. They don't want me.
You can be a white feminist.
Nah, fuck them.
All right.
No, we can be. I'm just saying we can't just hop on your thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
We gotta become our own feminists.
You gotta grind, bro. It's a grind.
The male feminist stardom field there that we're we're part of Miles' male feminist posse.
I listen to women riff, dude. A lot of people don't do that.
They riff?
Yeah. Women riff.
Of course.
Exactly.
They riff,
so you
dude.
Didn't even notice.
Damn, that's crazy. And you be hanging out with nothing but chicks. You're really
I know.
Not
you don't think women riff?
That's why I feel like the only one riffing in that fucking room.
Oh, damn, dude.
Me and boy.
My man, you hang around, you get outnumbered, and you go, I'm still the most important one here. When are you going to learn?
Yeah, bro.
No, crazy. I care about women. I do.
Women are
I'm
awesome,
taking shots at Cam, by the way. I like you, Cam.
Yeah. We love you,
Shout
Cam.
Shout out Cam Illig.
Shout out Cam Illig. I think he's in England right now.
Dude, fuck Cam Illig, bro. Fucking coat rider.
Yeah.
England? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he's in England. Talk about a male feminist.
That's
that guy
awesome.
Gets pegged.
What?
There's no way she don't peg him.
You think Rose pegs him?
I thought you said paid. I didn't know you said pegged.
No, she don't peg him, bro.
What?
She don't, bro. Really?
No, I don't.
And
think
if
what
she
about
did,
what about them makes you? Think
why do you think Cameron? Why do you think White Cam puts his booty down and gets pegged? I don't believe it.
That haircut, bro.
You think that haircut means anything?
That haircut, bro.
I feel like he's kind of.
You guys have the same haircut.
Yeah.
No,
so
we don't.
Does that mean?
No, we don't. Yeah. We don't all look the same, man. We don't all look the same.
Jack, if you were gonna be Cam, and like, but only when he's getting pegged, what would you wear?
Probably that shit he wears.
A tutu? Yeah.
Bro, if I was
probably that
pegged,
shit he fucking wears.
If I was getting pegged, I'd wear jeans.
Yeah. Yeah, I would wear dirty Wranglers.
Good
mud,
luck.
Mud crusted.
Yeah. But it looked like I just went fucking noodling.
Yeah.
I come home from a hard day's work at the ranch. I just want to get pegged by my wife.
Yeah.
No.
I got a pair of rubber waders on. I've been duck hunting all day.
Yeah. Just going home.
I take a fillet knife to the back of my rubber waders. Make a tight hole for my beautiful wife.
Just going.
using a damn fillet knife to cut open a hole in my jeans. And you're just watching TV. The guy's mad at his wife for
nothing. Yeah, he's mad at his wife.
I work hard.
Dripping pond water over the dinner she cooked.
I work 40 hours a week to put these fucking kids through college. All I want is come home and get pegged one time. Yeah. Just once, honey. You can't just bend me over and make me feel like a little sissy boy. Be nice if one day I came in here, you were wearing a big old black dildo or something.
Shit.
Come in here.
I come in here, you're doing insanity for the third time. Oh, when are you going to be ready?
Yeah, perfect. I don't want to fuck you. I want you to take me. Yeah. I work all day, and now I got to fuck you, too. All right.
Cool. All right. Yeah, okay.
Oh, I got to do the fucking as well. Yeah. All right. All right.
God forbid I get to be a pillow princess one fucking night.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
I'm sorry, honey. I've been so busy at work myself.
Just in counseling. In couples counseling, talking to the therapist, she won't peg me. She won't fucking do it. We used to do it before we got married, and then the kids came along.
I leave little clues out.
Just a piece of paper that says, please peg me.
Yeah.
please.
It's in roses. She spells it in roses.
Yeah. Peg me.
And when she picks it up, if another part of it flips, it goes, please.
He leaves the dildo on the towel hook, and she picks it up. Behind it's a bigger dildo. I don't know what.
Oh my god! I come home. I work all damn day.
My hands look like this, so that her big black dildo can look like
this. Yeah. But no, I don't think.
Nah, he probably does.
London be sick.
I don't think he gets fucking pegged.
No, they
go to London, dude.
I like him.
I mean, what a beautiful place to get pegged.
Yeah.
Big bed in the window.
Yeah.
In London.
Yeah. I don't want you to put that in my arse.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, you gonna peg me, isn't it?
Fuck me, you little muppet.
I need a bird who's going to peg me. Just gay Jason Statham.
Damn, bro. Pause.
Jason Statham, but he wants to get pegged.
Don't say that in front of Grant, bro.
Pause, dude. I love Jason Statham.
Dude, yesterday or Sunday.
That's funny to pause. Dude, pause. That's gay. I love Jason Statham.
Don't say gay stuff about that man I love.
No, he would be a top. He wouldn't do that.
Don't say gay stuff about that man I love.
I love Jason Statham movies, bro.
We were in the car Sunday on the way back, and Grant was like, dude, imagine doing comedy in front of, like,
Jason Statham.
All your heroes, like everybody, like Kendrick Lamar, Jason Statham. And that was the whole list.
That was it? Yeah. Was it? Just them at a candlelit table.
You funny motherfucker.
Yeah.
You one funny motherfucker, Grant.
Yeah.
Graw, that was so funny.
Graw. Can I call you Graw?
Graw. Graw, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Graw, I was waiting for the punchline the whole time, and it came, finally.
I would love nothing more, Mr. Statham.
You did so
Commander.
Good. You did so good. How about a proper top off?
Yeah, how about a proper top off?
How about I polish your knob?
Yeah, then yeah. Would you take it?
Yeah, suck it.
No, dude.
Yeah, suck him off.
Dana wouldn't do that to me, dude. That's not cool.
I'd really love to give your knob a spit shot.
Shut up.
Commander Grow.
Yeah, suck him off, Jason Statham.
Yeah, suck him off, man.
Yeah, suck him off.
I don't know why I feel like... I never really hear Kendrick Lamar speak. I feel like he whispers.
Yeah, hey,
man. Yeah, man. He probably does.
Yeah, man, that was dope.
You wouldn't... if Jason Statham offered to give you head and you don't have to take it and everything's normal if you don't, but would you take it?
No.
Right. No?
If you just crushed in front of him?
Yeah.
What if it was the best head of your fucking life? What if he could guarantee you it was the best head you'll ever
have?
He's
telling you it would make him happy.
I'm okay. About to transport your dick into my mouth.
All
right. I doubt it will even fit. I'm the transporter of dicks into my mouth.
I'm fully cranked. Please let me crank your dick in my mouth.
No, I don't want
I'm about
that.
To have a lock cocked and two smoking balls in my mouth.
Long cock.
Long cock and two Jesus smoking shit. Balls.
Yeah, I want to suck your dick.
Yeah.
In Bruges.
Yeah.
My tonsils are expendable.
Yes. Fuck you guys, dude. Jason Statham rules.
No, this is a fun scenario.
Yeah.
This is a dub for you.
Yeah, he's not smoking your hog because he's mad.
Yeah. I'm about to have a meg of a cock in my mouth.
A megalodong.
A megalodong.
Freak bastard.
Yeah, that cock's so big it's gonna be a war.
Remember that movie War?
Yeah, I remember War. I remember that movie War.
Was he was in one of the Ocean's movies, wasn't he?
I don't know.
No. I want your knobs and balls.
Hobbs and Shaw?
Yeah.
Knobs and balls.
Knobs and balls.
No, the only English guy that was in the Ocean's movies was Don Cheadle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's me, Jason Statham. I'm gay now. It's me, I'm gay. I'm Jason Statham.
Hey, shit, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing calling? Dude, just drop
it. That's you. Just that's
Jason, what are you doing calling?
It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
I just couldn't resist you.
That's not fucking me.
Grawl, to go. Grawl, pack a bag of everything you need.
Shut the fuck
up. Don't look back.
The code's 1209. I really don't feel like coming down there, bro.
Fucking
I need you, Grawl.
I need you.
I need you like nothing else I've ever had in my life.
I yearn.
I tried to suck someone else off. It just wasn't right. Yeah. I've been out all night sucking cock, thinking of you. You got what I need.
Leaving a voicemail singing to him.
And you say he's just a friend.
I was thinking,
you have to let it linger.
I was assuming it was more of a pebble at the window.
Yeah, he was a big beatbox.
He's outside throwing pebbles at the window to sing that to you.
That big JBL speaker.
Such a fool for you.
I'm such a fool for you. Yeah. I will walk 500 miles. Jason, why don't you grappling hook up here? I left it at home.
Yeah.
We quick, stay there. I'm going to rappel down from the roof.
Yeah. He rappels down, but he's like,
oh, shit. Blimey. Girl, help.
He's lowered out.
Quick, put your cock in my mouth.
He lowered.
My back's fucked.
Grant's talking to his toy.
Is anybody here CPR certified?
He lowers himself right outside your window, but he's just like tied up bondage style.
Ball gag.
Grant, I want you to take me.
Connected to the grappling.
just have me, Graw. I can't do anything like this.
Oh, bro. Wait, I can't imagine shit.
I couldn't
like
stop
that.
You if I wanted to, and I don't want to.
Wait, Jason, how'd you even repel yourself if you're tied up like that?
I had half a year do it.
Yeah. Half a year's the maintenance guy. Yeah.
Thanks, Javier.
Also, an old war buddy of Jason Statham.
Jason Statham, if you ever see this episode, I don't know if you ever will, but if you do...
Commander Graw, you should fuck him. Been talking about you all night.
Fuck him, Graw, he like you. He like you a lot.
Come on, bro.
Yeah. No maricón.
Yeah.
just do it, puto.
How many times you get a chance to fuck Jason Statham?
Yeah. He was sucking my dick talking about you nonstop.
I tried to fuck him. He wouldn't let me.
He love you, fool.
Yeah. He love you, fool.
Low-key kind of sad as shit. He said, I love transporter. Let me fuck you, bro.
That's awesome.
Just watching that shit in my office, fool.
Did you see the third one?
Oh, no, bro.
Come on, Jason.
No. I didn't see the third one.
No. We're having fun, bro. Chill.
I didn't really fuck with Crank. I'm not going to lie, bro.
Get out of my fucking face.
He just had a lot of plot holes. Yeah.
Nobody understands my art.
Crank 2 is a bit of a stretch, right?
Yeah. They did a lot of plot holes.
Like, yeah. The plot is just a bit of a stretch, you know.
The first one was fun and all, but he's
trying shit.
Like, why you say yes to that shit?
Yeah. Get mad just thinking about that shit, bro.
Feel like you were in it for the money, bro.
Time is the most valuable commodity. And you took that shit from me, fool.
Yeah. I heard you're a bit of a nightmare on set, too.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm getting mad because you won't fuck me.
I'm sorry, fool. I'm dealing with a lot at home. My wife won't peg me.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And that's nice. A callback. Nice. Yeah, it's a world. In a world.
Not a perfect circle, but we're
flat, that's for sure.
What planet is a full perfect circle?
Isn't it right?
Are you a quiz?
No, there's no.
Or are you like.
Earth's not a perfect circle. Not. It's not.
It's not.
No, it's not.
Okay.
The gravity.
It's not a perfect sphere.
I didn't know.
It's not a sphere.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a circle?
I mean, it's a sphere, but it's not a perfect sphere.
It's oolong. Perfect.
It's oblong.
Oblong.
It's oolong tea.
it's like that good show, the oblongs.
Mm-hmm.
It's not perfect.
Earth is an egg and the dragon lives inside.
That's a new word to me.
The dragon that made
oblong?
Oblong?
Yeah, I've never heard of that word in my life.
Well, how about you oblong the nuts?
Dude, thank God Jason wasn't here to see you get fucking absolutely caught.
You know what? I don't want to suck your dick anymore.
Oh, that was embarrassing.
Yeah, I'll call you.
Damn it.
What's your friend's name, by the way?
Damn.
That was really cool.
Fuck.
I actually think I like that other bloke a little bit more.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Broke me out of that trance. I'm not even gay.
Yeah.
God, he said that. Go back home to my wife.
Is he married?
For sure.
There's no way someone's holding him down.
With a chin like that, you think he's not married?
Yeah, it's
protecting
true.
That family?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
fucking true.
Oh my God, he's such a protector.
What? Look up his wife.
I am. I am. Let's see. Jason Statham.
Is that from the computer?
Yeah, I should probably turn it down.
No, that's all right.
Jason Statham, wife. Oh, my God. Rosie Huntington Whitley.
Oh, let's go.
And you have to imagine with that name, she is
Yep.
Beautiful.
The most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's Transformers 3.
Oh, you know who that is?
Yeah, she's a Transformers 3 chick.
Yeah.
You know everybody in the world.
She's like Shia LaBeouf's girlfriend. Young Cameron Diaz.
Damn.
Yeah, she kind of is like Cameron Diaz.
Like Cameron Diaz mixed with the love of my life.
You never seen Transformers 3 Dark of the Moon?
I do remember it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
What's she doing in Transformers 3?
She plays Megan Fox.
Look how bald she is. Yeah, she does play Megan Fox.
She's the new love interest.
Yeah. No, yeah, she's he breaks up. Him and Megan Fox break up, and then he gets with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But she's like a smart lady in this one, isn't she?
Transformers 3.
Isn't she like
that's the last one he's in.
Isn't she like a doctor or professor or something in it, though? She's like a smart lady.
Yeah, I think she's like... Yeah, she's accomplished.
Is she the English lady in that movie?
Yeah.
She's like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's so cute.
She's like an accomplished businesswoman.
That photo was kind of crazy.
She does look very beautiful in that picture.
Yeah.
I think it was probably...
Yeah, she's got to fucking go home to Jason Statham every night.
Probably busted her up.
Yeah, goddamn.
What's the matter? Can't I do it?
Damn.
Is that Mark Wahlberg and Shia LaBeouf in the third one?
I think that's the fourth one.
I don't think
they're never in one together.
They're never in one together, no.
Opportunity miss.
Which kind of sucks, honestly. If they were, then it probably would have been pretty fire.
Probably be like 15 of those movies.
Hey, Optimus.
It'd be like
so. All these fucking queers.
It's so crazy, a Mark Wahlberg for with the Transformers movies.
So you guys are like robots?
He's like robots,
but you're also cars. Yeah. You like robots, but then you're cars.
I like cars, but. I don't know about robots.
I'm from Boston.
Somebody says that too.
You know what? We forgot to say that at the beginning, and that's good.
That's good.
That was crucial information.
Almost forgot.
For the riff. I'm from Boston.
I'm from Boston. He says that about 5 times. And then
I'm from Boston.
Well, I'm from... The robots don't turn into cars.
Wait, who they vote for?
So you guys are living here in secret, huh? Voting, huh?
Illegally?
You guys voting?
I'm a Catholic.
Undocumented?
So do you guys like believe in God?
That's no good.
All right, you believe in God?
I wake up at 4 a.m. every morning. I never even heard of you guys. You think I would have seen you? I wake up at 4 a.m. every morning.
Yeah. Just trying to see what kind of car you are.
Just Mark Wahlberg getting in in the seat with Optimus Prime, and then just putting a rosary over the... over the rear view window with the mirror.
That's
a lot better, actually. Yeah. No, because you're going to need this, because you never know when you're going to go. You know, you're saved. He loves you, even though you're a big fucking robot, whatever.
Welcome to the Departed.
Wait, what?
Just random shit Mark Wahlberg says.
Hey, Optimus, welcome to the Departed.
He convinces Optimus Prime to go to confession.
Optimus, what are your sins today?
I've been beating my shit.
I've been gooning.
Yeah. I've been gooning my shit. Father, forgive me, for I've been beating it, crazy
I've been
style.
So much my miles per gallon is going down.
I've been beating my shit at 2,000 horsepower.
That's fine. 4 Hail Marys and... You ever had Wahlburgers?
Oh, so Mark Wahlberg's a priest?
I think the priest is just a boss. He's a guy from Boston who likes Wahlburgers, right?
Yeah.
Or is the priest Mark Wahlberg?
Yes.
He said yes to Mark
Wahlberg. The priest is Mark Wahlberg. Likes Wahlburgers.
You know what? I like it. Anything's possible.
We're drawing the line at that when there's fucking transforming cars.
Fucking
yeah, we are trying to find the logic of this.
Oh, a robot car goes to confession and the priest is Mark Wahlberg. Okay.
Yeah. Because Mark Wahlberg was already a character in the riff.
I've been jerking my shit without changing my oil. My shit's absolutely dry.
I like him doing that as the, you know, in the end credits, he always does like a big like announcement to like all the Autobots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, if you're out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're out there. Uh-huh. Come to Earth. We're jerking our shit crazy style.
Jerking our shit crazy style.
You wouldn't believe what we've discovered. They're jerking off to videos of cars getting towed. It's like Jovan's joke. Towing a car.
Jovan's badass.
Thou shalt not Corvette your neighbor's what? It's a car. Because it's a car.
Thou shalt not vroom vroom in the poop room.
Autobots, goon out.
it's Pimp My Ride, and they all become Autobots.
Yeah.
This is like Autobots with like TVs all on their back and stuff. Yeah.
An aquarium on their TV.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Optimus, like, when did you get swingers?
Yeah, Autobots lab would be badass.
That
bro.
Would be sick as fuck.
That would be so fucking cool.
Yeah, but they would make it have a.
Yeah.
Give it a really.
I was gonna.
Voice.
Yeah, I didn't think about it until I started saying it. I was like, oh, I can't do the voice.
The slab just starts coming out. It's the bar baby. Yeah. The bar baby.
It is so funny every time I see like a fucking old Civic with an Autobot decal on it. I'm like, that's so funny. I don't know, because people will get like the fucking little fucking Transformers.
Yeah, those used to be big.
Yeah.
No, you don't see those too much.
Yeah, you're seeing it on a shitty car is hilarious. I'm like, I know what'll make this look better.
Yeah.
Is if people thought it was a robot.
Dude, honestly, that's good. I might get one of those for my car. Because those are kind of like, now it's. Now
I'm driving a Decepticon.
It'd be kind of cool to start.
Oh, fuck, that Chrysler 300's it's a fucking robot.
Well, also, that's the thing about it. That's the thing about them. It's like, shit, it actually could be.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. What if it
is? You don't know.
I better be careful. I don't want to drive too crazy close.
You see it, and you're like, oh, somebody just put that on the car. Well, did they?
Yeah, where is that?
That might be a trick.
Yeah. It's like when somebody wears a female body inspector shirt and you're really far away and you go, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Anytime I see a car with like anime decals on, I'm like, oh, there's a badass in there. The coolest guy ever is in that car.
Uh-huh.
Hell yeah.
Never is.
You ever seen Xavier Wolf's cars?
No.
They're like full of anime stickers, and also they have like just dope fucking rims and dope like fenders.
Man, you love cars.
Cars.
You've been getting real big into cars with the GTA stuff.
Fenders. Yeah, GTAs are pretty badass. Like, I don't know, like.
Is that what goes on the back?
Yeah, the spoilers and shit. Spoilers are what's on the back. The fenders are like what's on the sides and shit. And on the fronts.
And on the back. Hangs down on the side?
I think so. That's what I think.
I don't know.
Fucking they're cool as fuck.
I haven't seen that word since I played Need for Speed on GameCube.
The part of a car that protects and frames its wheels and keeps mud from splashing.
Yeah, they're on the sides. Like the little guards. Fucking, I think it would be cool shit to like, I don't know, have a badass car with spinners and like neon lights on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be pretty badass.
Hydraulics.
That lady with the big titties that you were on that reel with in at the riot.
What about her?
Was she the one that was there this last week at Good Evening?
She was at Good Evening?
Here, let's see. Is this her?
That's not the same.
I think it is, dude.
Carolina.
I never forget a face or tits.
Her name Ray?
No, the chick that comes to Good Evening's name is Carolina.
Ray was really sweet. Very nice that
I
night.
I bet you know that.
She took a picture with us.
Oh, shit.
I bet she did.
She was very awkward. It was... none of us knew how to act.
No, she looks kind of like her, though.
She came on stage.
Fucking hot, though.
And she got to chill, bro.
No, she's pretty hot. All right, well, tell Carolina I said hello.
She'll probably be a good evening.
Yeah. She said she comes to every one of them. I would have noticed.
Yeah, fuck yeah, I would have.
Yeah. Well, she came on stage and she was like, you guys were making fun of my tits.
We were not making fun of them. We were appreciating them.
And but it was kind of, we were all just like, what? What?
Yes.
You guys made fun of her tits?
Great rack.
No, she just sat down and, like, right, because she was like the only person in the front row.
Nice
and then
smile,
Nick
too.
Looked,
she
and Mike looked over us,
cool
and Jack looked over. We were all just kind of like.
Sorry for being a horn dog.
We were all like, very obviously, we were like, our next correspondent.
I was wondering why the anthem that week was humming, 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 humming. That's an interesting artistic choice.
His name is
Yeah.
Sweet Jiminy Criminy's Batman. Oh, there's somebody's doing a wolf whistle for the.
You do the basset hound. That's so good.
Hey, I just saw you from across the bar. I just had to go say.
Oh, we found her. Good job, boy.
Yo, I didn't know Jack was here.
You know, Jack. Yeah, she's very pretty. Yeah, I don't know. A girlfriend would
Grant,
be awesome.
Grant, go up to her and say some weird shit. I like your socks.
Yeah, like a fucking dumbass. Or,
cool glasses.
You got cool legs.
Yeah.
Cool glasses isn't bad.
Cool glasses is good. Even socks is actually.
Yeah. I like your necklace. She's not wearing a necklace.
Yeah.
I like your necklace. I mean tits.
Yeah.
Fuck. Fuck.
That would be cool, though.
No, that's it. It's
heard
not,
that
yeah.
to work one day.
It's really not even the stuff you say. It's the way you say it. Because you go, I like your shirt. It's very like,
and then
obvious.
I look away. Yeah. Like I'm fucking weird.
It's cool shirt.
Yeah, no, it's because of that Drake and Josh episode. It's always fucked me up on game, bro. Fucking ever since.
No, it's honestly good. That's gonna, you're going to find a chick who's going to be like, damn, that's so charming.
Yeah, no, dude. Do y'all remember that Drake and Josh episode where, like, Josh goes to the movie theater with his mom and his mom, like, teaches him how to get a girlfriend? She's like...
Or she, like, cut a hole in the bottom of the popcorn?
No. No.
This is how I met your father.
Nah, she's all like, fuck it. Yeah, just hit on any girl, like, give her a compliment, and then just walk away. See what happens. And, like... Sometimes
is that what you do?
Sometimes it works, bro. But it worked for Josh in the episode.
You just go up to girls and go, I like your shirt, and then immediately
I don't
walk
I like
away.
Your shirt. I other things compliment.
He
I
finds like a genuine compliment.
I like your tits and shirt.
No.
I like the way your shirt holds your tits.
That episode kind of fucked me up because now, like, I mean, like, it's obviously TV. It's not real.
Girl, nah, there's a little truth to it.
Girls just look at you and say thank
everybody
you, and that's
compliments.
It. They say thank you. Goodbye.
That's an amazing, amazing top you have on.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's holding those tits back.
I don't say creepy stuff like that.
I think your tits would burst right out of a regular shirt.
I just look like a creep. I don't say stuff like that.
I wasn't beating you. I was just making up something.
Okay. If I cut the strap on that, it'd probably sound like a gunshot went off in here.
God damn it.
Actually, wait, let me see your tits. I've actually studied these before. I actually know quite a lot about these.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I'm actually somewhat of an artist. I have a pretty heightened appreciation for stuff like this.
I hope I'm not being rude, but those are giant milky tits right there, aren't they?
Right?
I actually know a lot about this.
Yeah.
Those are... beautiful, delicious, milky tits, aren't they?
You can
not a lot
put
of
your lips on those,
stuff,
right?
I like to say I see past the tits.
That's a
to
that's
the
a
butt.
Yeah.
That's a world
look
where
down.
It's a world where where it's reverse.
What?
Where it's a compliment to your shirt is bad.
Oh, it's yeah.
Where you should compliment.
Harmless compliments become creepy.
Yeah, it's reverse.
Yeah.
No, a lot of guys are probably talking to you about your shirt. I think you have amazing tits.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Finally, somebody noticed what I'm actually working on.
Yeah, most guys don't give a shit about fat asses and stuff, but you know, I don't know.
I come from... my parents raised me right. I appreciate stuff like this.
Most guys only care about my nails and my scarves.
What brand my jeans are and... how well put together my clothes are in terms of color palette.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah, I didn't even see that shit. I saw your sexy legs. And
oh, you got a haircut? I couldn't tell based off of how big and juicy your tits are.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
You're kidding right now. A sweet guy at a party?
Yeah, most of the guys here are
who
would have
known?
Yeah.
I walk in here, they go, oh, that's a Prada bag.
Kiss me, I must be dreaming. Even the sayings are creepy.
Oh, that boy passed out. He pigging.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? What's up with his leg?
I don't know what happened.
But he's just been chewing on it?
Yeah, I don't know what initially happened, but he's licked it into like a full-blown like wound. But it's healing now. It was worse.
Yeah.
You should keep telling him to quit.
You don't wrap it up or anything?
I tried doing that a couple times.
He just ripped it off.
And he'd end up chewing on it more because I guess it would kind of like the moisture would collect in there. Mm. And then by the time the bandage came off, he would get after it.
Damn.
Worse. Damn. I've just been trying to let it heal.
Damn.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Yeah, we might have fucked it because I looked it up. You're not supposed to put stuff like hydrogen peroxide or Neosporin, so that's all like super bad for dogs.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
My dad used to put hydrogen peroxide on the dogs all the time.
Yeah, I did that. And yeah. Because they're pretty. They're,
why is it bad?
They heal pretty well on their own, and it kills a lot of the shit that like.
Oh, they're good.
That would help.
They have like good bacteria, and they're like it's okay if they look a little bit. They actually have pretty good bacteria on their tongues and shit. But anything like alcohol, all that shit, it's like super bad for dogs.
Wait, really? Your tongues can heal wounds?
Mm-hmm. No. How do I let it lick my heart?
Yeah. I did not know that. Anytime the dog got like a scratch or something, my dad would be like, hold him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
just we did fucking that pour hydrogen peroxide on him. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
When he got bit, we did that. And then the wound turned into this fucking just gross looking mess. Oh. Like, oh, fuck. We fucked up.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all he needed was 30 cc's of kisses.
Yeah.
And a nap, a big nap.
Yeah.
All I needed was a whole fried egg.
Fuck off the fried egg.
It's a dog doctor.
Yeah. You're going to need
30 cc's of kisses? And I'll write you a prescription of one ham slice a day.
Yeah.
Two kisses daily, administered once every 12 hours.
If the swelling doesn't go down in 3 days, start giving him cheese.
Mm-hmm. You want to kiss him at the same time every day so the medicine can sets in.
Oh, if you miss one, don't double up on the kisses, all right?
Yeah.
Covering a slice of cheese in pills so he doesn't realize it's cheese.
And, and if none of that works, one big bowl of cat poop.
The handwriting changed.
It's gloomy. I fucking hate this shit. It was so nice for like a week.
Yeah, the weather's ass today.
Bullshit.
Did you guys read that it might snow again?
What?
Get the fuck out.
I don't
of
think
here.
It's going to.
Man. Did I read that?
I thought the groundhog saw like himself.
Read that.
And by read, I meant here.
You had some kind of article or something?
Yeah.
Oh, what the
you read an article on the weather?
Damn. It's snowing in Cincinnati right now.
A lot. God damn. Cincinnati is a city in Ohio.
It is a city in Ohio.
Not a lot of people know that.
No, most people don't. Most people go, what?
It's named after it's an Indian tribe, right?
Right.
No, I think it's like a, Czech thing or something. Because the Miami River tribe, is that was the tribe that was there. I don't know. Let me look this up, actually.
In Ohio?
Miami, Florida?
Yeah. No, literally, the Miami tribe.
There's a Miami River?
Yeah.
And it goes up from Miami to all the way to Ohio.
Miami Cherokees?
Miami
Where'd
tribe.
Get Cherokees from?
They're Indian.
That's a different tribe.
Miami tribe, Ohio.
You sure?
Yeah.
They're Indian?
Yeah. Lived in what is now Western Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois.
Why does that look like the guy from Chicken Run?
Yeah, a white man comb. Yeah, well, we used to use every part of the buffalo. Miami.
Mm-hmm. Miami tribe.
Doing like a
yeah.
Doing like a Latin guy.
There used to be dance clubs all over this place.
Yeah, when you turn 13, you smoke a crack rock and have a vision. You go into the woods. You have a vision quest.
Yeah, then the white man came. He brought some threads. They made us see.
You think the audio is
busted ass threads?
Lady Gaga that's playing.
I don't think so. It's pretty quiet, even if it, I mean, the be in the background. I think it'll be fine.
Mammy Valley. Maumee. Maumee.
I think it actually might be Justin Timberlake.
Miami. 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 Miami.
Cuban.
They're coming. Yeah, man, podcasting is a lot harder than people make it out to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been like
keep forgetting to talk.
40 minutes.
Oh, fuck.
This was fun. I went and did deliveries with my brother yesterday.
Nice.
And we pulled up to this house, and it was like really nice. Mm-hmm. And we saw that it had like drawbridge cables in front of the house. But it had a big fence. You couldn't see what it was.
Was there a gator?
And I watched Kenny walk up to it. There's a big fence, you know? Mm. And he walks up to the fence, and he's holding the package, and he peeks over the fence, and I see him just crow hop and throw the package at the door and then take a picture of it.
What was it?
And he comes back to the car, and he's like, it's a fucking moat. These people, these rich-ass fucking people up in, like, Lakeway or somewhere, they had a moat around their house.
What
the
fuck?
So funny, I was like, you could have just put it in front of the fence. He took the package, takes a picture of it, and walks off.
Zoom in.
What the fuck?
All blurry from the zoom.
I was like, what? I'm not going to throw it in the water.
Yeah, fucking alligator eat it.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, do they have gators?
It was funny watching him deliver packages. Cool. Anytime it was like something that was like clearly not breakable, he'd get like halfway up the sidewalk and just toss it at the door. And a lot of times there'd be cars in the driveway. Mm-hmm. It's so funny, like imagine them in the house.
What the fuck?
What was in the package?
I think it was just clothes or some shit.
He just fucking yeeted it over a moat.
Throws it over the moat.
That's awesome.
So funny.
Look at me, like, it's a fucking moat.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, that's like that's the definition of having more money than you know what to do with is mm-hmm. getting a moat. He said it was a moat, like, but it had like lap pool lines like painted in it. So I guess it's like
pool too.
Yeah, I think the guy just swims laps in there, but it's like set up like a moat around
so
the front
like
of the
lazy
house.
River?
Well, it didn't go around. It's just like around the front part.
What?
But there's a bridge.
What kind of fuck you money?
Yeah, a bridge that comes down and goes up.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's such a guy's idea.
That is a guy.
Crazy. I mean, the cables went to the top of the house.
A
it
functional
was, like,
moat.
So ugly. Yeah. It's probably a dude that lives alone.
For sure. It's just a single man.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
It's like so egregious. A woman would not be okay with it.
Yeah. No, fuck
he's probably
no.
like a snack guy. Probably like creator of like Cheez-Its or something.
Yeah.
Why would that? What?
That's the only way you can make that kind of money.
Yeah, what do you mean? Fuck you money for real.
It reminded me of the guy from Benchwarmers.
If you, bro, the Frito Man, the Frito Man definitely probably has a fucking a moat.
Frito Man probably got two moats.
He probably has an
cheese.
Airfield, honestly.
Mm-hmm. The Frito Man made Fritos? That's just Lay's, right?
Lay's bought Frito.
Yeah, they're together now.
Were two different companies?
Yeah.
I thought they were all one.
Yeah.
Frito Lay?
Yeah.
No, they are now.
Yeah, man.
Try
man,
not to. I'm sorry you have to deal with this on camera.
Oh, fuck. You just found out?
Well, who the fuck lives here? Chester Cheetah?
Yeah, literally.
I don't know. The richest guys in the world? Probably Chester Cheetah.
Chester Cheetah, Mr. Clean. Mm-hmm.
Miss Debbie.
Probably Miss Debbie.
I saw Tony the Tiger doing lines of coke off the top of the Flintstones car.
For the moat like this, it must
They're
be Ronald
great.
McDonald who lives in this building. Ronald McDonald must live here with a moat like this.
Ronald McDonald wearing a suit of armor, jerking off in the living room to a projector TV.
Don't act like you wouldn't do that.
Why do
if I had all of
so
those
fast?
Things, I would totally jerk off in a suit of armor.
Yeah.
The loudest.
Everybody would know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Couldn't be sneaky at all.
No. That's why you'd have to live alone. I live alone for the good of others so that they don't have to bear witness to the crimes I'm about to commit.
Damn.
It's fine, yeah.
That's fucking
in a full suit of armor.
Male loneliness is funny.
Yeah.
If you male loneliness with unlimited money.
My God.
Full
yeah.
suit of armor with a real sword.
Yeah, so on the line buying real swords.
Yeah, you've got multiple lines open.
Yeah. It's a fucking a Roomba with a fucking 3-foot stick and a fleshlight on the top of it.
Damn.
Just going across the room like
3 foot.
Well, just it's on a stick.
Yeah,
licking it?
No. Hey, oh, what the fuck?
What is it, the practice kissing?
Why is it 3 feet off the ground?
Are you eating out this fleshlight?
What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
3 feet's too high.
Well, it's high enough to
fuck
it.
If you're standing.
Your dick isn't three feet
off the ground, bro.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying like.
I just made an approximate. I made an approximate
case. Bro, I hate to say this.
I think
especially your dick.
I think to stick up. I'm not saying my dick.
You're taking this fleshlight to the chest, dude.
I'm talking to Jack.
Okay. You can't. It's not always on you. You guys talking about me? No, the guy who said it.
I'm just making a guess.
What?
Defense mode.
Yes. Yeah, we're talking about the guy who said the crazy thing.
I was trying to help your guess because I was
you're fine.
Kind of makes
sense. I'll die on this hill. I don't give a fuck.
Porcupine mode.
Guys are making fun of me.
Spikes. Activate spikes.
Yeah, bufferfish.
Dude, great.
Attack.
It is like Nemo.
As he's floating away, I thought you guys were making fun of me.
Pull me back. Help me back.
And yesterday at East Austin, it's so funny. Because me and Mikey. So Grant went up. And then this guy went after him and, like, said something. It pissed you off pretty bad. And you started saying something, and then it kind of died down. And then you were like, I'm going to go pee. And me and Mikey were sitting there, and it had been, like, 5 minutes. And Mikey was like, I think Grant, is Grant taking a shit? And then it came to me. I was like, oh, he's totally getting in an argument outside.
No, I wasn't.
And then we went outside. You were talking to that guy.
But
about, like, nah, man, we're cool. Like,
no,
it's all good.
You were being really nice to him.
Yeah.
And then you guys were talking. We were just worried. I thought it might be headed that direction.
No.
It was funny because we came outside in the huff, and then we realized you guys were getting along, and then we were like,
yeah,
we had to be cool. We were like, what's up, Hunter? What's up, dude?
Oh, what's up, everybody?
Yeah, just come out here and get, you know, some fresh air.
I thought I was going to have to tackle you off some poor guy who's doing his second open mic
ever. I mean, yeah.
A guy on stage made fun of you or something?
Yeah. Which he did. It was like out of ignorance, but what he said, you were totally within your right to heckle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was being a dick.
Like, he was just being weird. Like, yeah. I did my set, and then, like, I was getting laughs. Like, I fucking get off, and then freaking, like, he gets on, and he's just like, get up for that guy. It looks like Grant needs to, he's getting a new, like prescription on meds, getting some new meds coming in.
Yeah, as soon as he gets back on his pills.
Yeah, and then, like,
I mean, granted, you did bump him.
I didn't even.
in his defense, you bumped him, but you shouldn't say anything.
And
just go along with it. Do your set.
He said something like, well, I'm not being funny. And I was like, yep. And
then, like, no, he said, Granny takes a pill. You say, oh, yeah, good one.
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
You totally told me a fake story.
I said, oh, yeah, that's a good one. And then fucking after that, he said, like, well, that's not funny. After a joke he said, and I was like, yep.
Oh my god.
Oh, you're bullying.
That's when I left the room
because I was like, he's going to figure this out on his
own.
And
then I just walked off because I was like, well, he's going to do the rest of his set. I don't want to like be annoyed. And then I went outside.
All right, I don't want to ruin his set.
Yeah.
Guy's terrified up there. It's his third mic.
No, he said he'd been doing it for a little bit longer than 3 mics. But fucking, he was like, I don't know where I should go anymore. And so I told him, I was like, you should go to Creek.
I don't know what I should do anymore.
You should go to these places. And he was like, I'm sorry for talking shit. And I was like, you're good, dude. I'm sorry for talking shit back. And he was like, it's cool. I deserved it. And I was like, no, bro, don't. I wouldn't think about it like that. Just keep going. And he's like, where should I go? And I was just like.
Grant bullied him and then hit him with the big bro. Hey, just keep it up, man. You'll figure it out.
Fuck no, I'm going to put you on, though.
No, I didn't think that.
It was just like, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah.
Have you tried going to Crete?
Yeah.
You should do other mics.
I was thinking if he was saying it, like, I don't even know where I'm going with this.
Yeah,
maybe
like
Crete.
Yeah.
It's like talking about his life.
Best club in the town.
You ever been to Crete?
Yeah, in his mind, he's already quit comedy. Just go to Crete. They'll tell you what to do.
Yeah, probably shouldn't have said that last night, but I don't know.
Nah, it's all right.
I was just kind of like, fuck off.
Part of the journey.
It's crazy when people do that.
No, yeah, that's if you go up after somebody, because I think about, I don't know, I've done it, I've been guilty of it, but anytime I see somebody do it, I'm like, you're inviting. Because anytime somebody goes up after somebody and they just rip the person before them apart, I don't really know. I don't think there's much etiquette there. Because people kind of act like the etiquette is you. If you just got off, you have to just take it.
Well, it's like if you're on a show, maybe.
Maybe.
Like, if you're like,
nah, suck my dick, dude. Like,
not even then.
Like, if you're on a show, I feel like maybe just because whoever booked you, you're like, you don't want to seem like it's like, you're like, I don't care, whatever, you know.
Yeah, the on a show thing, it's like a private conversation afterwards of like, hey, man, what the fuck was that?
You also don't want to show how much it bothers you.
Yeah.
It depends on what they say, really. Yeah. But yeah, I think you're right. I think it is like, I don't know. I hate that part of comedy where it's like, you're supposed to just like, that's part of it. Somebody gets to just ruthlessly make fun of you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, weird. I don't know what? I don't know this guy.
If it's funny.
Yeah, that's why I got even more like, all right, yeah, we'll talk. Like, it's probably not necessary, but it was just kind of like.
Yeah, it's especially crazy at open mics because I'm here.
Yeah, we're all doing the same shit, bro. Like,
the only audience.
We are the crowd. Comics.
Yeah.
You probably did him a favor. He'll probably never do that again. Or you probably did other comedians around him a favor.
And him too.
Yeah, and him. Because it'll be like, you know, he maybe won't do that anymore. So it's one less guy who thinks like that's the strategy is to go and be like, that last guy fucking sucked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's weird, bro. I don't do that. Like, I mean, if anything, you make jokes about that person. Like, or I don't know, like have a fucking, and that's what he was trying to do, but it just came off like fucking arrogant.
Yeah. Depends how friendly you are with him.
I'm not, like, I don't even know the motherfucker. So that's why it was like even more like, fuck you. But
it's also that weirdness of, it's a guy who's not, he's new here. I've never seen him around.
Yeah.
And he's like, he has no, you could be from Austin, be everybody's friend. It is like, you are snapping him back to reality of like, it is a weird thing to walk into a room you don't know anybody and be like, Mr. Retard just went up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Give it up for that guy. And say, hey man, nobody here knows you.
Yeah, yeah.
We all know that guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, talking to him, he seemed like a good guy, but. Yeah.
You guys say kid?
No.
Sure.
You guys say good kid.
I wasn't gonna say good kid. Okay. We're all kids.
Yeah.
We're all kids. 30 years old.
Yeah, literally. We're all just 28. We're all 35.
I'm 26, kids. Fucking, I don't know.
Matt Bellick, that cracked me up what he said. He goes, all my friends are fat and 30.
Yeah.
And it was a joke about bidets. He goes into this whole joke about bidets, but he opens it with like, all my friends are fat 30-year-olds. Mm. And I was like, that's such a funny sentence.
That is hilarious.
It's like, damn shame.
Yeah. Damn shame. Crazy. It's crazy sitting there, because I was just sitting by myself in that little like bar area. It's crazy sitting there and just kind of like not talking to anybody, but listening to the guys who just moved here be like, this guy's a fucking douche. Fuck this guy. And I'm just like, who the fuck are you guys? I was like, I don't think, I don't know, it's so funny, especially at a mic like that where there's nobody there. I'm like, what's going on, guys?
Are they talking about like homies, or are they just talking about like?
No, I think someone was up, and then I just heard this guy turn to one of the dudes and be like, man, this guy's a fucking douche. I fucking hate this guy. And I looked up, and I've never seen this person in my life. I was like, what's going on right now?
Dude, there's a lot of, I mean, this damn town's a simulation, bro.
The Matrix.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, they come here and they're like, what do you mean? I've been here forever. It's like, what, bro? I just
met you.
What's up, bro? What's up, Miles?
Yeah.
What?
What's up, bro?
Yeah. Comedy does that to people, too. Austin's weird. Like, there's like factions, but they all do the.
The what's up?
Well, no, that it's just like any open mic network, everybody's kind of miserable.
Uh huh.
Because you're just a network of people doing free comedy. In different places where nobody likes you.
No.
So like they fall in that trap of like having opinions and like talking shit about each other, getting caught up in some weird high school mentality. Yeah. But there's enough people here now where it's like four different networks.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you're like, these are like, it feels like you're in an alternate reality because it's the city you're living in, and you're like talking about seven dudes I've never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how many people are moving here.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then, like, there's this weird, like, pseudo fame that happens with, like, Kill Tony and, like, all that shit. And they'll also kind of know, like, you just get random hellos thrown around at people who are like, what?
Just, like, if someone shaking my hand and telling me my name, I'm like, it's nice to meet you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Jack is crazy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, Banana Phone, Jack's like, he'll say anything.
You should listen.
Dude, the number of times I've taken a piss after Banana Phone, and then there's just like a dude in there who's like, dude, that was awesome, and I'm taking a piss as he's saying it. I'm like,
We don't have to do this.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah.
But you don't have to do this while I'm taking a... I have my dick in my hand. I have my dick in both of my hands.
Well, it's the best time to talk to somebody you're scared to talk to, I think.
Yeah. I thought you said
when I'm vulnerable.
Not so scary now, big man. Yeah. You were fucking mean to me out there. I would be. Dude, if I were you, that was my...
Now
y'all,
with your dick in your hand.
Banana phone especially, you guys, like... The people who go up a lot, it's whatever. But you guys are like... You'll rip somebody apart who's there for the first time. You don't know how unhinged this guy is.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even be pissing at Creek if no. I were you. I'd be leaving.
Oh, I make sure when I get done with the show that I go up to the ones I'm scared of and go, dude, great job up there.
Yeah.
I'm Jack, by the way. And then I'm like, then I just kind of like, all right, now that's settled for the time being. I'm off the list for now. There have been a couple that scared the fuck out of me.
For real?
Yeah.
There's some fucking wild boys to go on that show.
Yeah, it attracts, like...
Yeah, I did it a couple, was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Some guy followed me. I went to the bathroom after. Some guy followed me. He's like, bro, I was going to say this to you on stage. Like,
okay.
He just kept saying mean things he would have said. Just follow me into the back. He just followed me to the back saying mean things he would have. I would have, has anybody ever called you this? I was like, dude, stop.
Thank
Please
you.
Leave me
I'm glad you said that.
Now it's just a guy being mean to you.
Dude, stop. Yeah. That's all you need to say. That's fucking crazy, bro.
Dude,
it's
I would have said this. But awful. Anyways, it was awesome.
That's yeah. Crazy, bro.
All right, bro.
Dude, you yeah, did so good. Good. I wish I had the balls to call you a giant faggot. Has anyone ever called you a giant faggot before? That's what I was going to say.
Did anybody say you look like Arthur? I was like, nah. That marsupial cartoon? No.
That's what I was going to say.
I was going to say that. But I was nervous.
I forgot oh, who okay. was on stage.
Yeah, I'm cowardly, but I'm also mean.
<You know>. I want to make sure you know that. I want to make sure you know that I was thinking
Do
that.
Do you think they would have laughed if I would have called you that?
I don't know, man.
Crazy. Do you remember this? This was like a long time ago, like when I was like visiting, but we were doing Jack was on Banana Phone, and like me, you, and Mikey were just in the back, and we were drinking. And you just kept fucking, like, heckling, but it was the, like, it just got to the point where you finally just went up to the booth and just, like, grabbed the mic, and then I think that's when, like, everybody started, like, or I don't know if that's when everybody started grabbing the mic, but, like, that's when I knew that was, like, a thing, that, like, comics could, like, say something else, like, extra comics that weren't on the panel, and it just, I don't know, that night cracked me up. I forgot, like,
From the sound booth?
Yeah, or no, Miles, like, went up to, I think it might have been you or someone else that had a mic and just, like... Okay. Like, talked into it real fast.
Yeah.
And, like, the guy that was on stage was like, where's yeah. it coming from?
There was...
Miles is already talking loud, like, in the back.
There's a fun period
not
of time
everybody
there.
Can not everybody can do that.
No,
only yeah, super no. badass, wild-ass
no,
motherfuckers.
No, shit was so funny.
That's so
you
true.
Just were like,
close friends.
Ah, he can't hear. That's what it was. You were like, nah, he can't hear me.
close friends and Joker types.
Pocket friends of the panel.
Yeah.
Yeah, only super badass comics, though. Yeah. Not afraid to tell it how it is.
Also, every now and again, a Joker type or twisted psycho.
Yeah.
You say something wild.
Oh, I know what it is. He can't hear me right now.
There was a fun period of time. A fun period of time for like 3 weeks where Andreas would just get yacked up and sit at the sound booth and say things
Yo.
Into the mic. And yacked up means...
Chill on my dog.
Come on.
That's
bro.
Crazy, bro.
We've talked about this. We talk all the time about
you
doing
fuck.
Blow.
Yeah, we don't... That's... I mean... He was not...
You guys are... You guys are the ones... On, you guys
bro.
Are the ones implying other things
crazy,
about it.
Crazy, bro.
About what?
About
oh, that's
what,
an OL.
Bro?
It's an OL.
Oh, my God.
About what, bro?
Anyways, Andres would just sit back there and...
Dude, chill!
He'd just yell things in. He'd just say things into the mic.
Hall of Fame dropping.
Yeah, I'm not editing it.
Yeah, I can't make you.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't even know what a computer is, bro.
Yeah.
What is so bad about that?
Graham was explaining computers to me yesterday. Huh?
Yeah, I didn't imply anything.
You got really mad. It seemed like you were just not getting mad, but you were just like, so what's the problem? And I was doing the same thing with Mikey. Like, I just, like, kept saying, like, every single scenario and every single thing that was wrong with the computer.
Yeah, I walked into a storm of anxiity.
Yeah, that's why I tried to stop. I said, it'll be fine.
Yeah, dude.
Nobody gives a shit.
That's literally exactly what I said. I said, The entire world will be unaffected whether or not we upload this.
Dude, we'll be unaffected.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. None of it matters at
You're
all.
Right.
Very
I was
true.
Just, like, fucking
what?
Anxious.
There you were.
We gotta upload this so Jack can call out all of our friends.
Call them out for what?
Nah, it's all right. It's cool to get geeked, bro.
Yeah.
We talk about it on here all the time.
Getting geeked.
Yeah.
The last time we did that.
Well, yeah, you can.
We did it like 2 weeks, ooh, like the fucking two episodes ago.
You can self-incriminate.
I guess.
Two episodes we talked about getting geeked.
Bologna sandwich.
Talk about movie pills. Talk about
Bible study.
Movie pills.
Bullshit.
Man, whatever, bro. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's my
bad.
No,
bro, don't say sorry. You're a genius.
No, I admit defeat. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to fall on my sword.
No,
I pull out my sword.
You fall
on
your sword ass first.
No, that wouldn't even feel good.
It's not ass first.
Even if I was into stuff like that, there's no way I would feel it would feel good if
it looked like
he
jumped.
He did a booty. He did a booty blaster on his sword.
Oh damn! Oh, he doing tricks on the long blade.
Yeah,
brushing his teeth with that sword, huh?
He jumped off the top rope and did a booty blaster on a sword.
I saw him kiss his sword and say, "I'll see you later."
I'll see you later, sword.
No. See you later tonight.
Call me later, sword.
Oh no.
How come you never bring me up in front of your friends?
Oh, I'll be your King Arthur.
Yeah. Pulled a sword out of my ass.
Because I called you a dagger on the internet.
Whoever can pull the sword out of my ass can put it right back in.
Dude, good luck. He's giving it the clincher.
He's about to break that thing absolutely in half.
Pulled it out. It was clean. Crazy.
He pulled that shit out, you could see through it.
Bro!
He done wiped the metal off the sword.
Damn. Yeah, I don't know if I'd have gay sex to be the king of Camelot.
No.
Probably
what if you were guaranteed a successful reign?
No, I probably would. I said I probably would.
Oh, you probably would.
Yeah, I totally would.
To be the king of Camelot?
For sure. Yeah. I said, I don't know, but then I said, probably would.
Yeah, I think I probably would, too.
I was in Camelot when I was little.
Just to be the king.
It's a fun play.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant the fictional kingdom.
There's a play about Camelot?
Yeah. I played Lancelot, but I kept calling him Sir Dancelot because all my parts I had to dance and sing.
Damn. That's pretty cool.
But then I realized it's kind of gay. But not really.
What? Dancing and singing?
Yeah, because
dude, Indian warriors used to dance and sing.
People were making fun of me for it, but then I was just like, nah, I'm going to still do it. I think it's cool.
Nah, dancing and singing is human expression, dude.
Yeah, bro. Emotion.
You're right.
It goes hand in hand with the ability to take a man's life.
Holy shit. Yeah, chicks love guys that can dance. And they love a guy not afraid to dance.
Yeah, y'all know how to do the wiggle?
Holy fuck.
How do you do the wiggle? Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sick, right?
Bitch, I'm going to teach you how to Dougie.
Pretty fucking cool. Teach me how to Dougie.
I missed Dougie.
People used to
wobble. Yeah, I don't ever sing along to that song because I already know how.
People used to wobble.
Nobody in here knows I know how to Dougie.
Everybody knows
They think I don't like the song, but it's because I'd be lying. And I don't do that neither.
I was telling Mikey this, but like, in 7th and 8th grade, like, people, like, in the middle of lunch, like on Fridays or Thursdays, like, they'd sometimes start, like, playing music, and, like, people would start dancing in the middle of their, like, lunch. It was kind of funny.
Yeah?
Like, yeah, like they'd play, like, Wobble or Gangnam Style. And people just, like, after they finish eating, just, like, go in the middle, like, of the, like, whatever. I don't know if it's an entertainment center, but it's, like, the middle of the cafeteria where, like, all the, like, podiums and stuff are, and they just start doing Gundam style shit, or they'd be dancing, like, the Wobble.
Damn.
Well, that sounds fun.
I miss Gundam style. Miss the Harlem Shake.
Fun school.
Really sick.
Yeah, that is sick.
I miss all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, all me and my friends would do is gossip about the other girls. I was head cheerleader.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Yeah, I was a head cheerleader.
Give me an M. Give me a Y.
I just
give me
spread.
An L. Give me an E. Give me an S.
That's why would I? Why would I be spelling my own name? I obviously spelled out the head fucking quarterback's name. My boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. Naturally.
Give me a J. Give me an A. Give me
a lot
an
of people
N.
don't know.
Give me an E. Give me an S.
What are you spelling?
James.
Vesuvius. Oh, I thought you were spelling Jason Statham again.
His name was Jason.
My boyfriend, the head quarterback, Jason Statham.
Spelling out Red Hulk.
Yeah, I was in charge of my high school. I was a head cheerleader. My boyfriend was the quarterback.
Also Jason Statham.
I ran the school with an iron fist. Just me and the girls making up nasty rumors at lunch.
Yes.
An iron fist and a big jaw.
My boyfriend was the quarterback and also president. He was also became the president, Barack Obama. What? Barack Obama was the quarterback and my boyfriend.
Barack Obama was the quarterback. He was my boyfriend.
Miles.
Until he fell in love with some kid, yeah. Mike or something.
You absolutely. Miles, you absolutely drained my shit last night.
Miles, you're draining my shit.
You had my shit dripping last night.
Yeah,
that shit's gushy. Shit's very gushy.
My name is Barack.
God damn it!
And he said that too.
He did say that.
It was his first day of school. I remember.
Yeah, he had to tell us. The teacher made him.
Yes, it's me, Barack. It's me, and my name is Barack Obama.
And I remember seeing him, and I said, not only is he the quarterback, but I think he's going to do even more.
I think he's going to bring some real change.
He changed up the football program, I'll tell you that. I went to state 3 years in a row. Starting quarterback, freshman year.
You don't see that a lot.
Yeah, dude. I went to prom all 4 years, too. I was a pretty cool girl.
Pretty sick.
I even went to prom at another school.
Yeah. Six. That's such a mark of coolness.
Yeah.
Six proms.
I didn't go to prom.
What? How many proms did you? Yeah. The girls that go to prom as freshmen, you're like, dude, you must be cool.
Mm-hmm.
So cool.
You didn't go to prom? Any year?
No, I went to one prom, like, my freshman year of college, because, like, my girlfriend at the time was a senior. So, like, nice. I fucking went
never
to that prom.
Late.
But, yeah.
I feel weird.
Huh?
That didn't feel weird.
It kind of did. It did not go into my own prom.
Did it feel weird?
Her prom was weird.
Did you wear a suit?
Yeah.
Crazy.
She wanted me to wear a suit.
That's no, like not, no, not I mean, the, not the suit. The suit's not crazy. Mm-hmm. If you're going, you got to wear a suit.
Yeah.
The teachers didn't say anything?
What do you mean?
You're a 19-year-old at a prom.
She's a senior.
The teachers didn't. The teachers were like, hey, we don't know you.
No, I paid for a ticket.
We had a couple of guys do that.
I didn't know you could go to a prom without going to the school.
That's no, yeah.
Like
my
fucking
well, if you get invited by somebody at the school. They invite you as their date.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, you can bring people from other schools.
Okay, well, what about other colleges? What about local college?
Yeah, I had a couple of classmates. Ladies do that. They brought their old boyfriends.
What?
To prom.
Their old-ass boyfriends?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was it your school, like, that you went
was
to?
Was it your old high school? No. Was it a different high school?
Yeah.
Did you have fun?
It was okay. Like, I don't know. We got in a fight, but it was fun other than that.
Oh, you fought a kid?
What'd you guys get in a fight about?
No, she, like...
Oh, you got in a fight with your date?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I didn't even mean you got in a fight.
He beat the shit out of a 15-year-old
No.
Boy.
It's this guy's fucking deal.
She wanted to get fucked up.
I'm in fucking college.
I didn't want to really get that fucked up because I was driving. And she was like, come on, let's get fucked up. It's my prom night.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. A 19-year-old getting a DUI on prom night.
I was like, I'm good.
That's tough.
I was like, I'm good. And really she didn't like that. And so it just kind of. That's the biggest thing I remember. The food was good.
I mean, it is crazy. It is crazy being out of high school, getting drunk at the prom.
It was expensive, though.
Yeah, you were in the right mind.
It's the first time I ever had a wedge salad.
I don't
salad.
Think I'm supposed to be here.
Wedge salads are gross.
Mark of wealth.
They had a wedge salad at the...
No, so like...
You guys went to a
my
restaurant?
Date, yeah, her friends, like, they had like this whole dinner reservation and shit.
Oh, no. Were you in the prom picture?
Yeah.
Did you guys get a party bus?
No. We just met at a restaurant and then we all drove to the prom.
A nice restaurant?
Yeah.
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 And I thought we were going to go to Fogo, but no.
They're gonna go to Fogo de Chao.
No, went to some other bougie place in the Woodlands.
Damn, like, bro, Fogo de Chao.
And it just, bro, everything was expensive. But yeah, they gave us a prom menu.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah, they were like, okay, well, we know everything's expensive, so we'll give you a prom menu. And the prom menu,
I think the restaurant we went to my senior year did that.
The cheapest thing on there,
chicken fingers,
was like 50 or 60 bucks. But I was like, fuck it, I'll ball out. I was selling weed at the time, so I had some money.
Did you sell any weed at prom?
Yeah. Fucking.
fucking kick nice.
So crazy. They let you. In.
Yeah, I think there's some drunk. Yeah, there's some drunk 19-year-old here selling weed. All high school.
Did you have like a bag on you? And you were selling weed out of it?
Yes. Yeah,
so at the prom at a high school you've never been to? In a suit, dude.
Yeah.
My man, dressed like a spy. Selling weed
literally,
teenage,
that's what I thought. It was so
dressed
cool.
Like James Bond, yeah, selling weed to teenagers.
What do you call it?
The damn corset on.
Yeah.
The corsage.
Corsage. Yeah, corsage.
Yeah, I had one of those.
Yeah.
Corset is the
lingerie.
Do you have a dime bag hidden inside of it?
He had a corset on.
He's like wearing a corset selling weed.
I felt like...
here you go, honey.
Here you go, baby. You go smoke that.
I always keep a pre-roll right here.
Keep it in my bustier.
So I had like little tiny bags like stuck in my...
Selling eighths?
Well, eighths and dimes, so just nothing like big.
Yeah,
but like
nothing major.
Yeah, I think...
You don't want to get the block too hard?
I think I carried like a half with me. And so I was good.
You walked in with a whole ass half.
But it was just like all like scaled it out. So like if they didn't.
You have it
me,
like different pockets in your suit?
No, I had like.
No, he had it all. He had it all pinned on the inside of his jacket.
Maybe like two different pockets. Like
he had a bunch of.
But most of it was in one.
Like Rambo, the grenades pulls the jacket open.
No, it honestly wasn't that smart because like I would pull out. Like,
no.
What are you talking about? It sounds like you've
like if they wanted an eighth,
ran off with the bag.
Like it was cool, but if they wanted an eighth, sometimes I'd have to pull out like a gram and. An eighth and a couple of grams because I was like trying to figure out.
You're
like,
holding the little plastic plate of cake.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out like,
weed all over
how much
place.
Is what because the baggies. Like, all right, so this one's a bigger baggie, so it'll work.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, like it was like having a.
Meet me by the water fountain.
I was pulling everything out.
Also, where are the water
fountains? No, but.
I'm not selling you anything, man. You're the star quarterback.
Yeah.
My girl.
They told me about you?
Yeah, they told me to keep you out of this.
My girl at the time, she was all like fucking. Don't you want to dance? Why do you want to keep selling weed? And I was like,
I'm a paper chaser, baby.
She was trying to get you to have fun at the prom.
So then I was like, let's dance. And then we started to dance. And then she's like, actually, I just want to drink and smoke. And I was like, what? And then it started like this whole fucking like thing.
Yeah.
And then I really hung out there after that. But
yeah.
Fuck it.
You got that bag, though.
Wait, did you guys break up on prom night?
No. We broke up like probably month or so after, but yeah, it didn't really work out. Like after that, like we just kind of fight, and then like it just wasn't really fun. Like
also, she was all like, "Yeah, I cheated on you."
So oh, just yeah, that'll like, fuck. Yeah,
so I was like, yeah, all right, this isn't smart anymore.
Yeah,
you know who didn't cheat on me? Benjamin.
Benjamin.
Washington. Andrew Jackson.
That Green never cheat. But yeah,
men lie, women lie, numbers don't.
I know it would be cool if that one girl comes to Good Evening Tonight, though. That would be nice. But,
are you gonna flirt with her during the show?
I'll just say hi, dude. I'm
oh, he'll absolutely say his phone number.
flirt is one way.
Oh, he'll do it into the microphone.
Oh, you mean on stage?
Yeah,
for sure.
He'll definitely say
There's
his phone
nothing
number.
Wrong with that. It's kind of cool. I feel like I have like more.
There's nothing wrong with
nah,
that.
Yeah, it's fine.
I feel like I get more confident when I can flirt with girls on stage than in real life, honestly.
Yeah, it's part of the performance.
It's like a different fucking feeling sometimes too, because you're just like, I can't hear if they reject me.
You're saying how you feel.
They have to talk louder. They're fucking. Don't
you get
like
to go.
Me.
I didn't even mean that shit. I'm joking.
Yes.
Unless you're into that.
Yeah.
In which case, I'm not joking at all. I was so serious.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong about being honest,
unless
man.
Unless you're into it.
Unless you like shit like that.
There's no greater feeling than. Walking on the edge with courage and peace in your heart.
That's so true. Hit him in the chest with it. One time again in the head. With Buddy Roll, y'all. Check it out.